Hello, it's the 24th of October 2019, and today we have The Hanged Man. It's worth it. Let it go. The past, worry about the future, all of it. Although I drew three cards, the two cards on either side of The Hanged Man, number 12 of the major arcana, and today in the center, both were in the reverse and both were minor. Exactly. Why read the past and the future at all, says The Hanged Man, when neither exists? The Hanged Man is a complicated card and an important one. A human, for some reason known only to himself, has voluntarily climbed up a tree, or in some decks a DIY scaffold, in order to hang himself from one foot, one leg bent gracefully across the back of his knee, forming a triangle as he or she calmly hangs with hands clasped behind his or her back. Typically, there is a soft halo-like glow around the Hanging Man's head, suggesting enlightenment. This card always foretells a profound life change or change in consciousness, and one for which sacrifices will need to be, and willingly, be made. This card calls for deep diving, as Neptune, lord of the deep, dark, and mysterious subconscious, rules the Hanged Man, including our dreams. There are so many clues, ideas, and answers in our dreams, this card would suggest that you pay attention to them. This is being able to, or needing to, look at things from another angle, as the upside-down Hanged Man is doing. This is seeing things differently than other people, even seeing things they cannot. This is a strong card of clairvoyance. Yesterday we entered watery psychic Scorpio, and it is said the veil is thin. On the Russian card, the man hangs from an apple tree, ripe apples hanging all around him, yet he keeps his hands locked behind his back and does not touch them. No distractions. So what does the Hanging Man get out of all this? On the Russian card, no less than a rare visit from the legendary Firebird who has landed on top of the apple tree. The fierce, jewel-eyed Firebird is of old Slavic legend and has inspired some of the greatest music, art, and dance the world of humans has ever produced. Or, you may just need a mental health day. This card is in the upright. But associated as it is with slippery Neptune suggests escapism, alcohol, drugs, and being not right in the head in general. But this card is in season, and the creativity and inspiration cannot be denied. This is a card of surrendering to a higher power, as it were. This card is in the middle of the major arcana and can suggest what they used to call midlife crisis, but now is recognized as a rich and valuable opportunity for an almost magical life transition. Rest, cancel, unplug, detox, and drink a lot of water.